How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's. We help. You save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Broadcasting live from the True Crime Today studios to the world. This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
From the Hit Killers podcast, Murder in the Morning.
Throw it at the wall and see what sticks. That's pretty much what the defense of Brian Koberger has felt like. Ever since he's had a defense. Attorneys now for Brian Koberger have accused investigators of mishandling key evidence and using aggressive search tactics in the case linking him to the killings of four University of Idaho students in November of 2022. In the court filings, the defense is asking the court to exclude evidence it claims was improperly obtained. You know, like the key evidence, including DNA. Digital accounts and information from expert witnesses.
Well, that's the whole fucking case, isn't it?
That's kind of how a trial works. Like, yeah, you present the evidence. You can't just be like, that's icky. It doesn't really go with our story of he likes to look at the stars.
Right. Yeah, he likes to go for drives and just peer at the stars and hope to see a comet.
We're going to pretend that DNA didn't exist on the sheath. And if somebody looked the wrong way when they were holding it, it's not valid, Judge. It's just not valid. Digital accounts, we don't want to look at those. We don't want to see what's doing on his phone. That's off the table, too. Oh, you have expert witnesses that want to testify to the validity of all. Well, we don't want that. That's not okay. Again, throwing shit at the wall and seeing what sticks. A lot of stuff doesn't. In recently submitted documents, Koberger's defense argues that investigative genetic genealogy used to connect DNA collected at the crime scene to Koberger's family home in Pennsylvania is both unreliable and controversial.
Mm.
No, it's not. I love when people just throw shit like that out there of it's unreliable and controversial. No, it's not. Look at the science of it. Yes, it's like a one in some billion chance that it's wrong. That's not unreliable or controversial. That's about as good as you get to certainty in this world. According to the defense, the investigators' methods show a disregard for protocols, effectively destroying the house to save the car or some other evidence from Mr. Koberger's rubber gloves. Good lines. Koberger was arrested December 30th of 22 in Pennsylvania following the month-long investigation into the November 13th stabbings. The students, of course, were found dead in their rental home near the University of Idaho campus. Prosecutors have maintained that DNA collected from the crime scene matches Koberger's DNA, which was obtained from his family residents on the other side
of
the country.
Remember, was this evidence that was obtained in Pennsylvania or was this in Idaho?
They obtained the familial DNA in Pennsylvania. They obtained the DNA that was Koberger's from the knife sheath in Idaho. And then they looked at the dad's genealogy, I believe. If I'm wrong on this, it's been so long since this has happened. And then that they looked down to it connecting to Koberger. And then they had that. And then it was like, yeah, there's no way it's not his DNA on the sheath. So does it make him the murderer? I guess not. But he has some needs to explain how his DNA ended up on a knife sheath at a murder scene. And I'm guessing we're going to find out more in the searches of his devices that he probably bought the knife and that was used in this. And it's going to be a lot of interesting things that are going to show up. I think they need the DNA in there, but I'm going to guess that there's going to be so much digital stuff in here that we do not know about yet because everything's sealed, that at the end of the day, the digital stuff is going to point the finger at him 10 times stronger than the knife sheath, quite honestly.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm still really troubled at the fact that the house is gone.
That was stupid. Yeah.
That bothers me a lot. I think now that crime scene no longer exists.
Yes.
You know, it's one thing if it had been cleaned up, but you could still go back in and visualize things. The jury could visualize things. It's gone. I mean, they could have done a computer animation of it, but it's not the same. You're not getting those feelings and possibly find some evidence that they didn't already find, you know?
It was very powerful in the Alec Murdaugh case. It's not commonly done, though. It's kind of become like a buzz thing since Alec and how high profile that was. And everybody's like, oh, we'll take a field. Like, normally that doesn't take place every once in a while. But I think it's actually seen kind of an uptick now that people have, you know, it's a little more common and people are seeing how, you know, beneficial it can be. But on the same point, it could be not so beneficial. You and I were not in that house. And both sides, both the defense and the prosecution, nobody raised a stink about it being torn down. So I'm going to guess that prosecutors may have looked at the house and said, this could work against us. The defense could claim this or that. And how could this be the case if this or that was like this? And could maybe introduce some reasonable doubt to the mind of jurors. And I'm going to guess it felt the other way, too, where it could be a very sharp, double-sided blade for each side. But
no pun
does
intended.
That, does that necessarily? Yeah, no pun intended, seriously. Who does that benefit then? It's like, whose blade is sharper? And you really don't know because that's in the mind of the jury. That's going to be my guess. And I'm going to hope it wasn't just incompetence and people thinking, well, why would we need that? I'm going to think they probably took all of that in consideration and both said, this is not good for either of us.
One thing that I guess, and I've only been called for jury duty twice in my life. The one time I used some connections to get out of it because I still worked in morning radio and we were in ratings. The second time, as soon as I said I work in true crime podcasting, they booted my ass out.
Yeah.
So thank you for that.
Hey, you're welcome.
I appreciate it. I mean, not believe me, I'd like to do it at some point, but it just was not a good time in my life to be sequestered like that. And plus it was a sexual, it was a child porn case and that would have just destroyed me. So there was no way I could sit through that shit.
I would just start shouting guilty.
Well,
I'm in like the consideration box. He's guilty. You can send him home right now. Thank you.
If I were on this jury, one of the things that I've seen that resonates with me so strongly is the picture of the outside of the house with the blood dripping from the seams of the house.
Yeah.
And I think that picture was so widely seen that I don't know how you can get past that.
Retrospectively,
I wouldn't be able to.
Retrospectively looking at it, I want to know if it really was blood. Did anybody test it? Or
what else could it have been?
Walk around the side of a house. you may find some weird liquids here and there that could look like that. It didn't look like it was like fresh dripping. It looked like it was a stain on the side of the house. So it could have been stain that dripped from a former paint job on the house. I mean, there's a lot of things it could have been. I don't know if they tested it though. I do not know the answer to that question. It certainly looked grisly and spooky at the time, but I do wonder if it was, because that would be a lot. It would take a lot for that to seep out of that house that way, unless the house is just really poorly built, which could be the case. I mean, just knowing how, structurally, what you'd have to move that through, and it's blood, it's thick.
I'm looking at the picture right now. I'm staring at it. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 streams of blood coming down concrete from the side of the building. Now, keep in mind, and I'm generalizing here, this was college housing. So it's not like this is the best housing in the world, because college students will live in anything.
Yeah.
So maybe some, you know, the seams of this house were just really shitty.
Well, I'm just thinking if I stood there with a hose and sprayed water in the corner of that room, would I see water dripping out the outside of my house? Typically, you wouldn't. Typically, you would end up seeing that dripping more to an interior or a crawl space or something below. But I don't, maybe it was the slab area. I don't know. I guess there are possibilities where it is. I don't know. I was always kind of questioning that picture of like, this does look grisly, but is it really what we think it is? Or is it just a really horrible coincidence?
And that's true. And here's where it bothers me that the house is gone. This would be a theory that you could check. You could have somebody go in and see where this alleged blood was. Well, was there a deficit in the concrete there that blood could have leaked out?
Well, what does it matter? We're not litigating whether blood leaked through the side of the house or not.
That's true. I mean, we know these people were brutally murdered.
Yeah.
I mean, now basically what it comes down to is who the fuck did it.
Yeah. It's not like you're the insulation guy who built the house. You fucked up. It's like, no, that's not the guy on trial.
No.
But it's an interesting piece of this that I've always kind of wondered about. Prosecutors have maintained that the DNA collected from the crime scene matches Koberger's DNA, which was obtained from his family residence. Despite this claim, the defense is challenging the admissibility of such evidence, citing concerns over the reliability of the investigative genetic genealogy. The defense has also taken issue with how investigators collected evidence from Koberger's digital accounts, including his Apple iCloud, Google, and Amazon profiles. These filings accuse the prosecution of failing to provide adequate disclosure regarding the experts expected to testify at trial, labeling the lack of transparency as a violation of due process. That's not how that works. You don't know the experts that are going to be testifying when you're examining the evidence in discovery.
Yeah, not typically.
You wouldn't know. I mean, unless you go, you know, somebody at the top of your head is like, that's my guy. But you have to look at the evidence first before you can bring in the appropriate expert for it. Are we talking about an Apple device? Are we talking about a computer? What are we talking about? What sort of experts do we need to talk about the data that's been gathered? They're very different people. This, again, just throw shit at the wall. I feel like we're not even throwing shit at the wall. I feel like they're like just kind of throwing like spaghetti cans at the wall. Because nothing is here that will stick. It's not even, what they're saying isn't even like legally right. Well, they're doing their job. Delay, delay, delay.
Well, what if they actually hit gold here and something does get deemed inadmissible? That's a win for the prosecution.
The way that could happen, yes, and that's what they're trying to do. The way that could happen is there's some sort of chain of custody issue with a piece of evidence. So that's why when they're doing an investigation, you have to be really fucking careful. There is concern in this case because we're talking about a very small town that doesn't see this sort of stuff very often. So naturally, your officers are not going to be super experienced in doing this. And that's when errors can occur, not because they're intentionally trying to do anything wrong, but just lack of reps doesn't mean the cleanest of job every time. So that is something I think the Koberger team is definitely looking at, because it's probably one of the weaker areas, or possibly weaker areas, depending on what can be found out there. So it's still expected for August on this. There is expected to be a hearing here on January 23rd to address the defense's allegation of the evidence mishandling and the procedural misconduct. This judge, though, very different than the initial judge that we saw last year, now that it's in Boise, this new judge doesn't seem to take a whole lot of shit. And good. And I like that. He's kind of prodding this along as much as Ann Taylor's been trying to drag her feet. He's not... He's a stricter dad, if you were to compare, like, the previous judge to, you know, dads. The other one, I think, was more like, oh, it's okay, let's go to Disney World now that you just killed everybody. This one's like, oh, you should probably go to prison for the rest of your life if you just killed everybody. So there's a little stricterness, and maybe sets a bigger curfew than the other one. So,
well, we can hope. Let's not have some shenanigans. Let's not have a freaking mistrial. Let's not have a hung jury. Let's get this over with, finish it, and get some closure for these family members, no. Please.
This is not something you want to do a redo on.
All right, true crime addicts, let's cut the crap. You're knee deep in the gory details of your favorite podcast when suddenly a commercial hits like a bad meal. Seriously? You deserve better. Upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, where you can binge without those annoying ads. Plus, get extended interviews that go deeper into the darkness and early access to episodes so you can be the first to know. It's like trading up from fast food to fine dining, but with more blood. So, go ahead. Search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and feast on the good stuff.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
By law, 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than two decades of experience with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com, Upwork.com.
If you're a label reader, this one's for you, because your skin deserves more than empty promises. At Hiba Botanica, every formula is made in-house, in small batches using organic, truly non-toxic ingredients, plastic-free packaging, clean, effective botanicals, and safe for all skin types, even acne-prone. No greenwashing, no filler, just skincare that's gentle, non-comedogenic, and designed with intention. Hiba Botanica, non-toxic, plastic-free. Always safe for your skin. Shop online at HibaBotanica.com. That's
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
how to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
If you're a label reader, this one's for you. Because your skin deserves more than empty promises. At Hiba Botanica, every formula is made in-house, in small batches using organic, truly non-toxic ingredients, plastic-free packaging, clean, effective botanicals, and safe for all skin types, even acne-prone. No greenwashing, no filler, just skincare that's gentle, non-comedogenic, and designed with intention. Hiba Botanica, non-toxic, plastic-free. Always safe for your skin. Shop online at HibaBotanica.com. That's
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're a label reader, this one's for you. Because your skin deserves more than empty promises. At Hiba Botanica, every formula is made in-house, in small batches using organic, truly non-toxic ingredients, plastic-free packaging, clean, effective botanicals, and safe for all skin types, even acne-prone. No greenwashing, no filler, just skincare that's gentle, non-comedogenic, and designed with intention. Hiba Botanica, non-toxic, plastic-free. Always safe for your skin. Shop online at HibaBotanica.com. That's If you're a label reader, this one's for you. Because your skin deserves more than empty promises. At Hiba Botanica, every formula is made in-house, in small batches using organic, truly non-toxic ingredients, plastic-free packaging, clean, effective botanicals, and safe for all skin types, even acne-prone. No greenwashing, no filler, just skincare that's gentle, non-comedogenic, and designed with intention. Hiba Botanica, non-toxic, plastic-free. Always safe for your skin. Shop online at HibaBotanica.com. That's
Chances are, you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.